WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Pentagon has ordered the National Guards of all 50 states to form quick reaction forces. CBS News has obtained internal memos that say the forces will be available for rapid deployment nationwide. Correspondent Michael Wallace.
Critics say this is reminiscent of the events leading up to the Kent State shooting in 1970, when the Ohio National Guard killed four unarmed students.
President Trump says the U.S. is going to resume nuclear weapons testing for the first time in 30 years. Day 30 of the government shutdown. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
The Democrats, incredibly, are showing no signs at all that they want to end their shutdown.
And because of the shutdown, come Saturday, food assistance benefits will run out under the SNAP program. Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey is making moves to plug the gap in her state.
As a state, we are going to advance $4 million to our food banks, which support over 800 community organizations around the state.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Not just headlines, insight. Not just noise, conversation. WCFW is your home for real news and great conversation in the Chippewa Valley. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters to consider donating deer they harvest to the agency's deer donation program. According to a press release, the program has been stocking venison at food pantries across the state since it began in 2000. In that time, over 100,000 deer and 4 million pounds of ground venison have been used to help area residents in need. Hunters interested in donating their deer must field dress it as they usually would, test it for chronic wasting disease, and contact a participating processor. Governor Tony Evers has announced the Wisconsin State Building Commission approved nearly $750 million from the biennial state budget for construction projects across the state. According to a press release, the State Building Commission also approved the release of $15 million to begin implementing the governor's Comprehensive Correctional Facilities Plan. Other projects that will receive a portion of the funding include building projects at universities of Wisconsin campuses and maintenance projects at state agency buildings. Officials from the Indian Head Community Action Agency's Rusk County Food Pantry say they're still looking for a new location following the closure of their Ladysmith facility last month. The organization's board of directors met last week, saying their goal is to remain in the Ladysmith area in a low or no rent building. They also say they've applied for tax-exempt status for new grant funding, but may not hear back for a while due to the ongoing federal government shutdown. Feed My People Food Bank is hosting pop-up pantries to fill the growing demand for food services. The Chippewa Falls School Board unanimously approved its 2025-2026 budget at its meeting on Tuesday. The budget for this school year will see about a 0.5% increase in overall spending to nearly $70.4 million, despite an enrollment decline of around 170 students. District officials also credited a three-year $7.5 million operational referendum passed in April of 2024 in helping to balance the budget, but warned that the district may need to propose another referendum when that one expires in 2027. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Do the Bucks have a new leader? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks' new center, Miles Turner, picked up in that trade with the Indiana Pacers, so far has done a lot to help set up his teammates with good shots. Is that a form of leadership? Head coach Doc Rivers.
It just tells you. It's funny talking to Reggie Miller before the game because he knows Indiana. He said, man, you like that leadership? I said, it's amazing. I said, I never knew. He said, no, that was the key for them. But he was such a great leader.
The Bucks host the Golden State Warriors tonight. NFL, the Packers preparing to host the Carolina Panthers Sunday at noon. Quarterback Jordan Love named NFC Offensive Player of the Week. Love completed 20 passes in a row against the Steelers. Had he ever done that before in college or high school?
I don't know, honestly. I don't know who keeps stats like that in high school, so I don't know. I'm not sure.
Kids seem to know how many points they always score.
I don't know. Probably the first time ever, yeah.
That's Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Stay connected to the stories shaping your community and Wisconsin right here on WCFW and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds heading into the afternoon. Highs in the lower 50s and a light west to northwest wind. Tonight, sprinkles, even a few flurries can be ruled out. Mostly cloudy skies in the lower 30s. Sprinkle and flurry action continues into Friday. Highs in the upper 40s. It's 39 at our studios.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Brady Ewing, two-time Big Ten champion with Wisconsin football.
To hear that the coaches aren't fostering those relationships at the high schools, that has been the heartbeat of the team before Fickell's time. I got recruited other places, but I chose to be a Wisconsin Badger because of what that meant to me. If it means something to you, not just the name on the back, but the name you have on the front of your jersey, that's going to have staying power in today's college athletic landscape.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt and Air on Air.
Also, I wanted to share real quickly just a text that came in from Andrew in Maine. One of the many favorable features of Civic Media is the various hosts' willingness to engage listeners via text, calls, comments, allowing a feeling of conversation instead of being talked at. Thank you, Jane, Greg, Boardlord, and Dan, along with the rest of Civic Media staff and admin. Thank you so much, Andrew.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 4:20, I'll be joined by Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call. We discuss his lawsuit, joining with numerous other attorneys general, to restore SNAP funding and make sure Americans don't go hungry.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is 93.5 The Tap.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, host of the brilliant podcast On the Edge. PhilipItner.com, his website. Philip Itner over on YouTube. Itner Philip on Blue Sky and Twitter is on the line with us. Phil, how are you doing?
All things considered, relatively well. Of course, have been having problems with power outages, but it seems as though, and I don't want to tempt fate here, but it seems as though the civil engineers here in Kyiv have gotten things back to a sustainable equilibrium. So we still lose a couple of hours now and then, but touch wood, we're kind of back to some kind of normality.
That's good. That's good.
When it comes to electricity.
Yeah.
We still get air raids.
Before we get into the status of the war between Ukraine and Russia, or between Russia, the war against Ukraine by Russia. I'm not even sure war is the right word. The brutal pummeling. I'm curious your thoughts on Trump yesterday announcing that the United States is going to start testing nuclear weapons. Apparently, he thinks somebody else is. I thought maybe this was just an attempt to get Kim Jong-un to meet with him because he had said three or four times that he wanted that to happen and it never did. But I'm baffled by this. You're, I think, a more astute observer of international politics than I am. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I mean, any time that nuclear weapons are either tested or threatened or whatever it is that whenever you're putting weapons basically of mass destruction like that into a discourse, even if you're using a test as some sort of geopolitical maneuvering, it's just reckless. And the agreements that existed between, for example, Moscow and Washington have eroded over the years. They've been not, some have been non-renewed, others have been broken by one side or the other. And there's just a lot less discipline, it seems, from Trump and Putin and, one could argue Xi, and of course, the DPRK has long desired nukes, seeing them as the only deterrent against the West, which in some ways is playing out here in Ukraine. I mean, Ukraine, I think, would be far further down the road of defending its territory if indeed it got Western weapons. But because Moscow always falls back on its nuclear saber rattling, there's been this reluctance to provide Ukraine with the means that it would take to push the Russians off this territory. I mean, right. They'd have to fight as well, of course. It's not a predetermined thing. But because the West is so tepid, fearing Russia's nukes, you know, what kind of lesson does that go to the DPRK, to Iran, to, you know, countries around the world? If Russia is able to deter the West because it has nukes, then, you know, the message that sends, and with Trump throwing this kind of idea around willy-nilly, that other countries are going to look and go, you know, the only way to really have assured protection is a nuclear weapon. Yeah. And that's just a terrible message to send. It's another awful agreed. Move by Trump.
Agreed. And Russia, for their part, has responded by saying that they've only been testing weapons delivery systems, but that if Trump tests a nuclear weapon, they will too. I think at this point, you know, the technology is sufficiently, number one, simple, and number two, you know, sophisticated. I mean, it's pretty straightforward stuff. You take a couple of pieces of plutonium and smash them together with a small explosive, and you got a nuclear bomb. There's no need to test nuclear weapons. I mean, it's just no need for it at all. And it, you know, produces enormous amounts of radiation and pollutes land and air. What's the status?
Just bad all around.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the status on the ground here in Ukraine? Yeah. We're moving into colder weather. It has rained regularly over the last, you know, week or so around the country, and that makes maneuver more difficult because, of course, you know, it's the muddy season. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, fighting still continues. There's a fighting around a city out in the east, strategically important, called Pokrovsk. It looks like the Russians are making some progress there, albeit, as with all Russian progress, kind of in incremental little, you know, step by step. They're not grabbing huge swaths of territory, but it does look like they're advancing in and around the area of Pokrovsk, which would be bad for the Ukrainians strategically. There's still an awful lot of ground that will need to be taken if Russia is to declare victory in its stated objective of trying to get the Donbass, which is what they say where their ethnic Russians are. That's a lie. Just because you speak Russian doesn't make you a Russian any less than, you know, an Irishman speaking English doesn't exactly make him an Englishman. Go to Dublin and tell an Irishman that. It's the same sort of thing. So they could claim victory if they're able to grab Donbass. But as we discussed on the program before, Tom, the ultimate goal of Moscow and what Putin really has to achieve is the two most important strategic goals is to change the government in Kiev to one that is far more pro-Moscow or is sycophantic to Moscow, and to regain Odessa and thereby regaining control of the northern shore of the Black Sea, which is strategically important for Russia because they want a warm water port. And they have one in Crimea, but you can't have dominion over the Black Sea if Odessa is held in your enemy's hands, which is where things are. And even if Putin is able to take Donbass, without those two things, changing the government in Kiev and regaining control of the Black Sea, this has been an utter, utter disaster. And, if the fighting were to stop tomorrow, Putin would be under real threat, not only because it's a catastrophic war that gained them very little, but also he'd have, you know, hundreds of thousands of embittered, battle-hardened, probably a good deal with PTSD soldiers coming back to Russia with no real opportunities because everything's been put in a war economy. And, you know, they'll go home to, you know, no jobs. They'll go home to, deteriorating infrastructure. Putin is caught between a rock and a hard place. So even with the incremental land, you know, grabs that he's making, the advancements of his army, he's not going to get what he needs. And it's just a matter of time before, you know, something's going to have to give. Yeah, and Putin is not in a good place.
Shades of the bonus army post-World War I here. Although that did not lead to a Well, yeah, you know.
We did have the.
Yeah,
that's right. There was a planned KKK, attempt at the presidency as well. That's so right.
They were the DuPont brothers, paid to try to kidnap and maybe even kill Franklin Roosevelt. I'm reading this thread over on Blue Sky from Chris Owicki. A Russian soldier fighting in Khashoggi Yar says that new recruits sent to the front die almost immediately, with his own unit taking over 90% casualties. The fields are strewn with rotting corpses, to having to avoid pay compensation to relatives. Collecting IDs is banned. This is amazing stuff. How much of this is making its way back to Russia? I mean, they say you literally drive over the corpses. There's no other way to flee. None of this, the Marine Corps, no man left behind. That just ain't happening, apparently, with the Russian soldiers. How tentative or tenacious, on the other hand, is the Putin presidency?
Well, I mean, they're doing all of that on purpose. Not sending back ID cards means they don't have to send pensions. It also, they don't have to pay out to, war brides or, the families of the deceased. So they're left in kind of a limbo, and that's by design by Moscow. It's very cynical. It's a financial thing as well as... We just don't know.
Yeah.
The story that the families are told when we haven't been in contact with our soldier, son, husband, whatever, in weeks. Tell us, is he okay? Where is he? And they will just say, we don't know. It's chaos out there. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's war. And it's as much, as I say, financially. Then they don't have to pay out to them. But additionally, that leaves those families in limbo cruelly, but it doesn't decisively say he was your soldier son or brother or what have you was killed, because the more that he was killed, people are dying at such vast numbers that you're not going to be able to keep that under wraps. And heretofore, the Russian government, Moscow, has kept a very tight lid on this when it comes to the primary source of information, especially in the more rural areas of Russia, and that is traditionally television. It's not the internet so much, and if it is the internet, it's everything's behind a wall, a data wall, unless you have a tech-savvy person who can do a VPN and get around that. But that's not too common in Russia. So the information is being withheld from them. It's not being put out in mass media, and these families are just left to wonder. They're just gonna be in limbo. It's deeply cruel.
Yeah, it's truly remarkable. Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, host of the On the Edge podcast, philipitner.com, and Itner Philip over on social media. Phil, thanks. It's always good talking with you. It's always so great talking with
you. Always good talking to you as well, Tom.
Thank you. Back at you, brother. We'll be back with, is the algorithm the single greatest threat to humanity at this moment? Stick around. I'll be right back with you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And it's talk media for the rest of us. We'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls. Stick around. If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, ZPA will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with a Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, ZPA is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
In the foreword to Tom Hartmann's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartmann's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere. It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmannReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmannReport.com. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and bang. Just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your home, and you won't even know what's happened until you get a collection or a foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Just go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like I did. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom. That's HometitleLock.com/THOM. HometitleLock.com/Tom.
A sovereign land lit by freedom's light.
Welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour. My op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled, Is the Algorithm the Single Greatest Threat to Humanity at This Moment? And let me explain what I'm talking about. Normally, when we talk to each other, there's nobody in between us. You know, if I send you an email, you send me back an email. If I send you a direct message or a text message, if I pick up the phone and call you, nobody's moderating our conversation. If there's a group of us, you know, we take turns talking and, you know, we listen to each other in the order that people are talking. On social media, however, there is this thing called the algorithm that decides what you are going to hear, who you are going to hear from, what you are going to see, and what you say, who has access to what you say. And that algorithm was originally and principally designed for a single purpose, which was to increase engagement. In other words, to keep you on that, keep you stuck on Twitter, keep you stuck on Facebook, keep you reading, keep you, you know, just there, right? And what they learned, and Facebook and YouTube and everything, and what they learned was that by sending you more and more and more inflammatory, outrageous, angry, hateful, bizarre, whatever, you know, whatever your thing may be, content, they were increasing the amount of time that you were on that site. And we know now that this is destroying the mental health of our children. We know now that trust in our media has gone from 75% of Americans just 50 years ago down to 8% of Republicans, 24% of Americans overall trust our media. And it's because the social media is 47% of Americans are now getting their news from social media. And then on top of that, you've got a couple of right-wing billionaires, Zuckerberg and Musk, who it appears, I mean, we don't know because these algorithms are top secret, appears they're tweaking their algorithms not just to increase engagement, but also for political purposes. So what I'm calling for is that algorithms should be made public, they should be open source, or we should outlaw them and just say, you know, instead of an advertising model, go to a membership model. Or if you want to have both, your advertising model can exist without an algorithm. Or at the very least, make them public. Because these algorithms are destroying our faith in each other. They're tearing family. One in five American families now has at least one member that nobody is speaking to because of politics. This is all brand new stuff, relatively speaking. I mean, you know, all in the last 20 years, because of the rise of these algorithms. They are destroying us. They're destroying our faith in each other. And they're destroying democracy. They're destroying people's faith in democracy. The algorithms are being used, exploited by Russian and Chinese bots to tear us apart, to make us hate each other. Frankly, Donald Trump wouldn't be president if it wasn't for the algorithms used on Facebook and Twitter. He wouldn't have won in 2016. He wouldn't have won in 2024. We need to get these algorithms under control. Ron Wyden has proposed legislation to do it. We need to bring it back. We need to be talking about
this. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Is the algorithm the greatest threat to humanity? Is it causing us to not pay attention to things like climate change? I think so. With us today is co-founder of Native Path Collagen, Dr. Chad Walding. So glad to have you with us. Tell us about your company.
Well, Native Path, we're a company that is really all about aligning human health with the way it's designed to eat, move, and live. You know, we look at the past 100 years and we see a consistent rise in disease, specifically metabolic disease. That rise has been happening despite all our advances in technology and medicine. We really recognize and appreciate the timeless principles that are really appropriate for humans and human health. And what we do as a company is we educate people on nutrition and movement and lifestyle, and we help provide supplements to help fill in the gaps of the vitamins, the nutrients, and minerals that are missing in the modern diet.
And you do this with Native Path Collagen. What exactly is collagen?
Collagen is our hero product. That's the first product we came out with. And collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, right? It's what makes up the structure of your body, your tendons, your ligaments, the things that you look at, like your hair, your skin, your nails. It even makes up your bones and your gut lining. So it's extremely important to have collagen. And it's something that our ancestors would get plenty of with the way they ate, because they would eat nose to tail. They would take the bones of an animal, they would put it in a big pot with hot water and make broth, and that's how they would get collagen. But we're not getting near enough in our modern diet because we're so bombarded with carbohydrates and fat, and not near enough quality protein, certainly not enough collagen. And collagen is something we produce on our own, but around the age of 20, that starts to decline. Around 50, it really starts to decline. When we're deficient in collagen, it accelerates the aging process, the weakening of the structure of our body. So it becomes really important to start supplementing with it as we get older. Consuming quality protein, specifically in the form of collagen, is one of the easiest things you can do that makes the most difference in your health.
It's remarkable stuff. Dr. Chad Walding, thank you so much for dropping by today.
Awesome, Tom. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at GetNativePath.com.
The market is facing increased anxiety over the pause in SNAP benefits. That'll take effect the 1st of November. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you on a Thursday, and we'll talk about what it means for dairy after this. Nitrogen is one of your biggest input investments, so protect it with Anvil Nitrogen Stabilizer and Super U Premium Fertilizer from Koch Agronomic Services. Anvil delivers 310% more active ingredient than leading competitors, while Super U provides complete protection against volatilization, denitrification, and leaching. Don't risk your yield with diluted products. Choose proven active ingredient loads for proven nitrogen protection and maximized nitrogen availability. Ask your retailer for Anvil and Super U this fall. Today, we're checking in with Zach Bowers. He's a dairy broker and analyst with EverEgg. He tells us that the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, supports a lot of dairy investment by the government. So if those benefits are paused beginning Saturday, it'll leave a mark.
That's a big deal in this market here, is obviously the SNAP benefits are a big buyer of dairy products. So the question is, you know, how is that going to get funded going forward? Are they going to change the program? Obviously, there's been proposals made already by RFK and others of you know, cutting benefits, but then also supplementing with a food box style program that we saw in COVID.
Zach Bowers, along with us, he's a dairy broker and analyst with EverEgg. We'll take a look at how midday commodities are shaking up after this.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
Markets are mixed midday from Chicago. December new crop corn is trading down a penny and three quarters at 432 and a quarter. November new crop soybeans are up 10 and three quarter cents at 1091 a bushel. Cash wheat is down 9 3/4 at 522 and a half. And July 2026 new crop wheat is trading 8 cents lower at 559 a quarter. The Class 3 milk contracts are also mixed, with November milk down 14 cents at 1769 a hundredweight. The December Class 3 milk contract is up 16 cents at 1748. I'm Stephanie Hoff, along with you midday on a Thursday. Don't forget to follow along with us around the clock at MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, you can sign up for our e-newsletter and get farm news delivered to your inbox every morning.
Get updates on what's happening in your community right to your phone through the Civic Media app. Select WCFW in the app and the news comes to you.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds heading into the afternoon. Highs of the lower 50s and a light west to northwest wind. Tonight, sprinkles, even a few flurries can be ruled out. Mostly cloudy skies, lower 30s. Sprinkle and flurry action continues into Friday. Highs in the upper 40s. Currently 44 degrees.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Hey, you don't want to miss this. Save up to 40% on everything during the fall sale at CBDistillery.com. If you're tired of tossing and turning at night, feeling stressed, or dealing with aches and pains, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. People everywhere are turning to CBD because, hey, it works. Listen to this. Over 90% of customers say they sleep better with CBD. That's huge. And CB Distillery has natural solutions for just about everything. Better sleep, mood, focus, pain relief after workouts, even CBD for pets. And it's all made with clean, high-quality ingredients. My favorites are the sleep gummies. They really work for me. Look, if you've been waiting for a perfect time to try CBD, this is it. Stock up and save up to 40% on everything. Just head over to CBDistillery.com and use my promo code VIP. That's CBDistillery.com, and the promo code is VIP. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations, but to get up to 40% off on everything, go over to CBDistillery.com and use that code VIP to stock up on everything.
A quiet click. And truth dissolves. Scrolling rivers of illusion. Truth and lies in tight collusion. Every heartbeat's just a metric now, while the code decides who we allow. It learns our fear, it feeds our doubt. It keeps us in and locks us out. Humans don't forget it, don't feel guilt, it don't regret, is the algorithm humanity's greatest threat.
The hour. Welcome back. Picking up, I have a couple of quick stories here that I wanted to share with you. The first, Marjorie Taylor Greene is speaking out, as they say, loudly. she says, I call them the forgotten American men and women. That's the largest group of Americans. I think, in my opinion, the most powerful group of Americans. They could rein in their government like that. Not only could they rein it in, they could overthrow it. That's 100 million Americans, right? Let's say 100 million Americans say F you to the government and refuse to pay their taxes. This is how to do it. It rapes you every single day. Social Security, you pay in and your Social Security check and your employer matches it for all these years and you retire and you get a diddly little $1,500 a month. I mean, that's such a pathetic joke. So when I tell you, look, I'm dead serious about the American people, if they really wanted to, everybody I work with, all of my colleagues, everybody in the government, they'd be terrified to talk to a lobbyist or talk to a foreign government. They'd be terrified to step out of line if the American people got serious about forcing Congress and the Senate and the administration, no matter who's serving, to serve them, to serve the people. Whoa. I think we're seeing a change of heart here. Now, you know, there's a whole lot of questions around that. How sincere is it? What's provoking it? You know, there are people who have made these changes. I mean, my old buddy Ed Schultz, who was my colleague in Progressive Talk Radio, started out as a conservative talk show host. And, you know, his conversion was real. I mean, you know, he had a life experience that changed his life. This is not an uncommon thing. And people do, and you know, there's a number of people who call into this program regularly who started out calling up and yelling at me, you know, or condemning me or claiming that I was some kind of, you know, wild-eyed hippie or something. And now they're saying, oh, yeah, you're right. You know, so or even adding to the conversation in many cases. So I'm inclined to give her the benefit of the doubt. You know, we'll see where this goes. We'll see where it goes. So what's on your mind today? Eric in Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, Eric, what's up?
Hey, how are you doing? I'm calling. I'd like to give a parable real quick, and then I'm going to get into what I'm talking about. You know, the Democrats, the Republicans, and we the people, which is the people remind me of a woman who always is choosing the bad man, the man who treated like a dog, and the other one, and the good man who give her pretty much anything she wants. Now,
I think the Trump voters are like, you know, they're like that. They're like in an abusive relationship with Trump. I mean, he's cutting off their food stamps. He's damaging them terribly, and yet they still keep coming back. May I have another, sir?
I'm talking about all the people, because see, we even Democrats are attacking Democratic people such as myself are attacking the Democrats when it is the Democratic Party that is implementing every program, Tom, that benefit all the people of America. It was the Democrats that implemented
the Republicans
SNAP.
Opposed every single one of them.
Thank you. And it was the Democratic Party that made our education system the best education system in the world. Though we might not use it right, but still, it's the best education in the system. It is the Democrats that made it so that people can afford bought affordable houses. Whereas people did, whereas we don't have no more, houses with bathrooms. You know, it is the Democratic Party that has done all these things, and yet we, the people, continually go to the party that treat us like a dog. I mean, because it was Democrats also who voted for Trump. And because it couldn't have just been his people that voted for him and he won. And I got to say, and the Democratic Party has nothing to, has, the Democratic Party has no reason to, hold their heads down. They got to hold their heads proud and say, look, we doing all we can do for you. What more do you want us to do for you? Thank you, Tom. That's all I'm trying to say.
Well, you said it very well, Eric, and you're singing my songs. Thank you very much. Sharon and Plymouth, Minnesota. Hey, Sharon, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I just want to kind of like put it past you if other people have mentioned this. I received a picture of a man dressed up with green and a black covering across his face in my phone. This is so bizarre. And I looked in my gallery, and there that picture is on the 20th. It says on the 27th of this month is when I received it. And then, there's that picture, and then the last couple of pictures that I have taken myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm shook up over it. It's like,
well, odds
I
are
do?
The way it got there, Sharon, was that you either received an email or a text message that had that picture in it, and you touched it for more than a second with your finger, and your phone saved it, and it would default to saving it to your camera roll. So,
is that it?
Yeah, because you can intentionally do that. I mean, if you get an email or a text message and it's got a picture in it that you like. My kids will text me a picture, and I just hold your finger down on it for a minute, and a little pops up says, you want to save this? You say, you click yes. I can see where you could accidentally do that.
Oh, yeah, I accidentally touched all kinds of buttons.
There you go.
Whatever.
There you go.
But I was going to say that in my, I've been answering a lot of these, like, surveys or...
Oh, don't do that, Sharon.
I haven't been saving them. I've been reading them.
Yeah, don't even bother.
Okay.
The surveys are always, and the petitions as well, they are almost always BS. They are ways of getting you to go to a website so that they can get your information, or getting you to give you their address so that they, or your email address or your telephone number, so that in the future they can sell that information, or they can spam you. With the request for money and things. These surveys never answer the surveys. They don't actually do anything with the information. Most of them don't even collect the information. They just want you to click on it. Once you've clicked on it, they know that your phone number is real, and they can sell your phone number for $5 a whack over and over and over again to companies that then will send you spam messages pretending to be Bernie Sanders or whatever and asking for money. Never ever click on a link or a text message or a picture that comes from a source that you don't personally know. Delete them and report them as spam.
Okay, and do you know if Indivisible would have, what are these, these little flying machines that take pictures? Did they have them in any of the drones? Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if Indivisible was using drones to take crowd shots or not. They might have been. I think they were
because
mostly.
There was one. There was one at the small place, you know, the rally that I was at.
Oh, really?
And I was wondering.
I used to live in Plymouth.
Yeah, in Plymouth.
Oh, that's Plymouth, Minnesota. I used to live in Plymouth, New Hampshire.
Plymouth, Minnesota.
Yeah,
Minnesota. It's an outside suburb of Minneapolis.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. No, it might have been. It might have been the local police. It might have been ICE. It could have been the, you know, it could have just been some guy with a drone. You can buy them at, you know, Radio Shack or on Amazon for a couple hundred bucks.
Some studios under.
I wouldn't be too worried about it, Sharon.
Radio.
Just don't click on any more links from text messages or emails. Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Sharon. Good talking to you. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a minute. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program at True People's Media. You know, the sneakiest of these text messages, the ones that really pissed me off, are the ones that pretend to be from politicians that I know and like. It really, it's really wrong.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
We were in the bottom 10 states for creating jobs and for entrepreneurial activity.
Is Representative Tom Tiffany right? Does Wisconsin rank among the bottom 10 states in job creation and entrepreneurship? Yes, although not in every business climate ranking. National Business Capital, a business lender, ranked Wisconsin 42nd for starting a business, while Simplify LLC, a publication serving startups, ranked it 43rd. But WalletHub and U.S. News ranked Wisconsin's business climate in the mid-30s, and CNBC and a poll of CEOs both ranked it 21st. From 2018 to 2025, Wisconsin added 63,300 jobs, ranking 40th nationally, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Right up there on the list of stupid. The president of the United States decided to lay off 1,000 people or so at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Dr. Kristen Lierley.
They weren't laid off strategically. They were laid off haphazardly. J.D. Vance himself admitted that it's chaotic.
Nothing screams competent government like laying off the people who respond to Ebola.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Daylight saving time ends this weekend. Turn your clocks back 1 hour and take the extra time to replace the batteries in your smoke detectors, too. A message from your local Civic Media radio station.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, I can get you a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Kids, all welcome to the haunted house of
51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Well, for one thing, the rain. I'm drying myself off.
Oh, really? You guys are getting that atmospheric river that we had here on Saturday and Sunday?
I am not sure. Only thing I know is that there was a system going across the nation, and then there's Hurricane Melissa, which I don't think.
No, that system that's going across the nation. That's what took us off the air on Monday. So, yeah.
Wow. I tried calling you on Monday, too, so that explains everything.
Yeah.
I said, I hope he's okay, but now I'm talking with you. I know you're okay. Thank heaven.
Yeah.
But, I was calling you about one thing, but then before I get to that, the call that you had from Sharon, that was her name?
I don't recall which call you're talking about.
Just a few calls ago that was touching the or going to the links for the surveys.
Oh, yeah, she was. Go ahead.
Yeah, but the thing is that I'm so glad you mentioned that. I don't touch those myself because I always feel it's a trap. And if you go into these surveys and they're getting your phone numbers and they're getting your addresses or where you live and stuff like that, you know, that might answer as to how the hell is it that people suddenly find themselves off the voting rolls. Hmm. I mean, you know what I mean? Because it's like, if they're going to gather your
That's
info,
not inconceivable. If you filled out a survey suggesting that you are a hardcore Democrat, that might get, you know, if some Republican partisan is running that survey and they're looking for people to challenge, you know, to purge them off the voting, that's not outside the realm of possibility, Michael. I don't know that's of it right. ever happening or having happened. I've never seen a report about it,
The thought crossed my mind since we have all sorts of these entrapments.
Yep.
But the thing is that I was so happy to hear, I think it was Chuck Schumer or another Democrat that was talking about a bill to continue the SNAP benefit.
Mm-hmm.
They said they can't get it done because they said the magic words. Republicans in the House are not present. It goes back to what I was saying before. I think I mentioned it to you, that how is it you can open up the government if not all hands are deck? And it's not the Democrats' fault. It's the doggone Republicans' fault for setting this up and the ongoing lying from Trump and Mike Johnson. It is not the Democrats' fault. And I was so disturbed when I heard you mention about Kat, I forgot her last name, the lady that was arrested by DOJ.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's
running for Congress,
She's running for Congress. And then when you mentioned that, I put it together like, go figure. So now you're campaigning, you're speaking the truth, you're exposing the frauds and perhaps even the criminal, sinister terrorist acts of MAGA and company, and now they want to stop the cuts on you.
Yeah, she stopped and she stood in front of an ICE car, and now she's facing, I think it's 10 or 15 years in prison.
And then meanwhile, you got, I don't want to call the guys' names, but you got the illegal or unethical occupant of the White House.
And we're the people who celebrated the guy in Tiananmen Square who stood in front of the tank, you know? She did the same thing, and now it's like, oh, yeah, 15 years.
But Tom, the guy, all right, I'll say his name, Trump, turn around and say all blacks, all Muslims, all Mexicans, they're all horrible people. The same guy that incited the January 6th insurrection, which was terrorism. And yet he's still walking about scot-free.
Yeah.
Let that sink in, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Well said, Michael. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. Gar in Atlanta. Hey, Gar, you've got the last minute of the hour. What's up?
How you doing, Tom?
Good.
You about algorithms. What would you say was the human family's first technology? The first technology.
Storytelling.
That man. Huh?
Storytelling.
Bingo, words, language. Mm-hmm. And language is one of the most fruitful things of all our technology, but it could be the most dangerous.
Yep.
And my point is that all technology can be used for good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at the airplane. When the airplane first was invented, who would get on there? Nobody. But now we fly every day.
Yep.
And the point that I'm trying to make is that until we as a human family could promote the good in technology instead of promoting the bad, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Our algorithm is good if it's promoted for good.
Yeah. No, the problem is that they're secret. And they're secret, and they were designed to increase profits, and now they're being used to promote politics as well, which is just wrong. Gar, excellent point. Thank you so much for making it. Yeah, thank you. On the other side of the break here, the former, what was his title? Chief of Staff for the Department of Homeland Security, Miles Taylor, will be with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief, day 30 of the government shutdown, and more states are shouldering the responsibility of providing food assistance. Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
And immediately use my emergency authority as governor to surge $10 million to food banks and to food bank partners all across the state of Maryland.
President Trump is returning from Asia with what he says is a possible trade agreement with China. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
What the president says happened versus what the Chinese said happened versus what actually happened is to be determined in the days to come.
The president has also floated restarting nuclear testing. CBS's Charlie Daggett with Russia's response.
The Kremlin has come in and said, well, there has been a moratorium, an international moratorium on testing of nuclear weapons. So they're going to have to review their own nuclear testing if the United States is indeed about to start testing nuclear weapons again.
Stocks are mixed. CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.